I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Willard Jenkins.
We're here with D.C.-based saxophonist and band leader Herb Scott. Herb is a D.C. native, graduate of Duke Ellington School of the Arts, studied jazz at Michigan State University, and in 2015, Herb started the Capitol Hill Jazz Jam Session at the legendary Mr. Henry's, where Roberta Flack was in residence for so many years. In 2017, Herb Scott formed the nonprofit Capitol Hill Jazz Foundation.
The mission of the Capitol Hill Jazz Foundation is to make full use of jazz as a tool for economic development. Part of the reason why the foundation was formed was the rapid closure of a number of venues in D.C. We saw that there were problems with the economics behind the support of the music. And so we approached the city council and we came up with a solution for a property tax rebate. So that initial effort provided a property tax rebate for restaurants and bars or live entertainment venues. It's called the Performing Arts Promotion Amendment Act, which provides up to $15,000 in a tax rebate for small venues that have 250 seats or less and have at least a certain number of hours of programming per month. They're eligible for this tax rebate.
So the whole idea basically has been to broaden the number of stages available for musicians to work.
That's one aspect of it. I mean, we have to continue to engage the district to bring things like sound stages, artist representation like managers and talent agencies here. So there is some work to do, but I will commend the mayor. She has stepped up her commitment to live entertainment via the 202 Creates initiative and the Art All Night event that takes place every year. That's provided a lot of jobs and opportunities for artists and creatives.
That's Herb Scott, our guest from the Capitol Hill Jazz Foundation.
I'm Willard Jenkins, WBGO News.